tyrants do as they please. These Bill of Rights freedoms with which we are blessed, without the second, what good are the rest?
Great question, musically posed, and here to talk about it with us is Guy Smith. Guy is an activist of the best type. He's an activist with information. He has an outfit called Gun Facts. Gun Facts is available free of charge to anyone who wants at gunfacts.org.
Actually, gunfacts.info.
.info, okay. Even better than ORG is info. And if you want it, you can have it, you can download it, you can print it out, and you can use it as a weapon of mass information to inform people. And you have a briefing book on a decision I just have to love, or a case I just have to love, the Heller case, District of Columbia versus Heller. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we assembled a briefing book for the media because the average reporter does not have the constitutional law background necessary to decipher this case. It is indeed a complex case. And we decided to go ahead and make it available to the public at large. If you go to the gunfacts.info website, it's the large blinking banner right at the top. And in a relatively short number of pages, it condenses the history of the Second Amendment, this particular case, all the competing legal theories that are going to be argued before the Supreme Court, and will get you to a level of understanding extremely rapidly.
What worries me about this case is that the Supreme Court may duck. They may, or they may rule so narrowly that it absolutely has no effect anywhere else. Or they may take a middle course and say, well, you know, yes, it's an individual right, but sort of like the Emerson case. Yeah, it's an individual right, but, and then, and not resolve anything.
You're absolutely right about that. In fact, I was sketching out all the possible permutations of how this could be interpreted, and there are almost too many to number.
Yeah.
So I decided to start polling all the constitutional scholars who I know, and right now nobody is taking wagers on this case. In fact, I even went to the British bookkeepers who occasionally do take bets on court cases.
Uh-huh.
They're not even calling this.
Well, you know, I have this fantasy that in my, you know, in those moments, those what do you call it, hypnagogic moments in between sleep and awake and wakefulness, where we get this decision that says, we hold this truth to be self-evident, that the tools of the right to self-protection are inalienable, and except for certain time and place restrictions in certain restricted areas, no government may impede in any way the ability of a person to carry of a person who is not a criminal or insane to carry the tools of defense.
Well, you know, I share that dream with you, and if one goes and looks at the origin of our Constitution, which was all based on this concept of natural rights,
mm-hmm.
rights that existed before even the concept of government came to be,
right.
Right to self-preservation is the number one right, because face it, once you're dead, the other rights don't matter.
Well, or they're less relevant anyway.
Yeah, well, far less. So if the Supreme Court were to say that this is a fungible right, that it can be, you know, modified by law, by the whims of the majority, then it quits being a natural right altogether. And how the Supreme Court could rule against the number one natural right is beyond my intellectual capacity.
Well, I was disappointed in the response to the Kelo ruling, because I was really in favor of what Logan Darrell Clements was doing, trying to do an eminent domain seizure on David Souter's house, as a result of the Kelo versus City of New London decision from the Supreme Court 2 years ago. And I was disappointed that that didn't succeed. I would frankly have liked to seen the property of all the justices who voted in favor of the Kelo decision have their property seized. I would have really enjoyed it if even one of those had succeeded, especially Souter, whose family property is over 100 years old there in New Hampshire. I would really love to have seen that.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly, and though I would never, never advocate violence, if somebody were to go and tar and feather Justice Souter, I would chip in for the feathers.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to be that supportive, but I certainly might send in for their legal defense. And I might actually recommend a couple of attorneys that serve that function. But and you and I know them together, people like David Capel and David Hardy and so. So what is the effect of your briefing book? In other words, what are you hoping to achieve? What's in it?
Well, interestingly enough, in this ongoing debate, whenever we just talk about the facts, we tend to win. So this briefing book was a level description of the issues behind the case.
Mm-hmm.
And we mailed over 200 printed copies of this book to legal reporters at major metro newspapers around the country. The goal is to give them the background that they need in order to understand the case before the anti-gunners come in with their spin and try to convince the reporters of something completely different.
Well, have you had any response to it? People like Nina Totenberg or people like that, have you spoken with anyone like her?
Not yet. The briefing books literally just hit the mailboxes at the end of this last week.
Mm-hmm.
So the responses that we expect are going to be probably delayed by another couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Did you send one to Nina Totenberg, just out of curiosity?
You know, I'd have to dig back through the database to find out.
You should, because she's a legal affairs correspondent for NPR and a fairly influential person in the media, and that'd be the kind of person who might actually listen to some fact.
Okay.
Despite the fact of being somewhat left-leaning, I wouldn't say hard left, but being fairly left-leaning, even people like that can be influenced by fact. It's truly amazing to realize that they actually are open-minded of fact sometimes.
Well, it is interesting. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Please, sir, no profanity.
Yeah, well, I try to avoid it. So, naturally, I run into a left-leaning person about every 5 or 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that when you bring this up as an individual rights issue and
mm-hmm.
you make the point that if we start picking and choosing which individual rights to support,
right.
we can start knocking down the ones that they hold most precious.
Mm-hmm.
They start to see the wisdom, and they start to believe that, yes, maybe I should stick up for gun owners' rights as well.
There's five words you can say that will change any San Franciscan's mind about this, and that's gun rights are gay rights. And that will work. There's nothing that can survive that in the San Francisco Bay Area. Stand by, Scott. Quick question for Guy Smith of gunfacts.info.
Yes, I'd like to, as a firearms enthusiast, if our side wins the Heller case, what does this pose towards knocking down the 86 Class 3 weapon, you know, where civilians can own new manufacturer Class 3 weapons?
Absolutely nothing, because this case isn't related to it.
But could the methodology be used for that?
Well, it's a stepping...
I'll take my answer
okay.
on the air.
Okay, it's a stepping stone. This is more of a stepping stone, not so much for Class 3, for machine gun, suppressor, short barrel shotgun, and short barrel rifle, but it is more a stepping stone for Chicago than it is for Class 3. But, Guy, I don't want to truncate your answer if you'd like to toss in.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Heller case, very specifically, is only going to address what happens in federal territories, in Washington, D.C., for lack of a better description, is a federal territory. That having been said, Charles is absolutely right. It's a stepping stone. Once we get the Supreme Court to say that, yes, it is an individual right, sure as heck, somebody is going to file a case in a state where there is a restrictive gun law and say, should this right be incorporated against the state via the Protection and Immunity Clause of the 14th Amendment?
And that's going to be the pivot point. What we've done now is supply, the Heller case supplies a building block. When we get incorporation, that will be the anchor pivot that we can actually, that'll be something, that'll be an anchor so strong that if we drive it into the in between the bricks and mortar right, we will be able to bend the country around it.
Absolutely. Now, one of the big problems, though, is that our Solicitor General, the man who works for George Bush, petitioned the Supreme Court in his brief on this case and suggested to the court that a lesser level of scrutiny should be applied for gun control
yeah.
And what this means in a nutshell is that they were saying that, yes, it is an individual right, but we should allow some level of gun control and the court should arbitrate what is and isn't allowable in the future. Hopefully the Supreme Court will tell them that that's rather irrelevant to this discussion,
mm-hmm.
that it is an enumerated right, that strict scrutiny is what will apply. And if they do that, then that comes back to the Class 3 weapons later on.
Yeah, later on. But only as something that's tangential, not as something that's frontally and directly effective on it, upon it. So, well, once again, how do folks get the information from your website, from if they want to present? There's no legal reason why a person can't download this, print it, and give it to a reporter themselves, is there?
I actively encourage you to get a copy to study up on your own. Send a copy to any reporters at your local newspapers who cover law or the courts or even the crime beat. And by all means, print out copies and hand them out to your friends. And while you're at the gunfacts.info website, grab a copy of Gun Facts, the book, while you're at it, 80 pages that debunk all common gun control myths.
I keep one in my Palm Pilot for arguments with country club Republicans. All right. Guy Smith, you're a joy and a delight, and I hope I see you in Dallas at the in Phoenix at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's not very far for you to go this year, you know.
I'll give it my best.
Please do. All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. AM 690 KVOI Tucson, AM 930 KAPR Douglas, AM 1240 KJAA Globe. We're going to hear from the good folks. At front